grateful, but that survivor's guilt thing is real because there are so many people like me that could be doing the same thing I'm doing that need to come home. But Jason Hernandez, he's going to come up right after me. He is the first Latino to be granted clemency by President Obama. He grew up in McKinney, Texas, following the footsteps of his brother in a neighborhood where everyone was dealing drugs or using drugs. Jason began selling drugs at the age of 15. He was arrested and sentenced in 1998 for possession and sale of crack, along with his brother and their supplier, who was caught with a similar amount of cocaine. Because of mandatory sentencing enhancements for crack, Hernandez got life, while his supplier got 12 years. Jason was 21 years old and the father of a 7-month-old baby, boy. Facing a life of incarceration, Hernandez all but gave up, resigning himself to the idea that he would never again be a free man. That changed when his brother, also serving time on drug charges, was killed in 2002. Hernandez would do whatever it took to get out of prison. In December 2013, Jason was one of the 8 prisoners whose sentences were commuted by President Obama. Jason now works at a restaurant called Cafe Momentum in Dallas area, where he mentors young people who've been in juvenile detention. Let's give a hand.
Texas, so I'm gonna try to be as, you know, aggressive as I can as my former counterparts from New York are. But you know, in Texas, we're kind of laid back. But I know the meaning of what's going on here today. So, first off, I want to say I was the first Latino granted clemency from President Obama, and I take great pride in that. I take great pride in that is because of the 89 people who have been granted clemency, only 10% have been Latinos. And of them 10%, not one was a female. Now what does that say? Does that say that there's not Hispanics in prison serving unfair, unconstitutional sentences? No. Nah, it don't say that, because I can tell you here that there are, that I was there when they entered the prison, and I was there when they passed away from them sentences. Does it say that President Obama don't like Hispanics? No, I don't say that. That's absurd. But there is no doubt in my mind that President Obama is just beating his head on the wall, wondering where Latinos have been at in this fight against the war on drugs. It seems to me like it's been more of a war against minorities.
Yeah.
So what does it say about our people in prison and why they haven't been released? I can tell you what it says. It says that nobody's fighting for us, not even our own people. Why is that? Hopefully today that change can start, because there's people in there and they're dying from these sentences. We gotta stand up, we gotta stand up now. Now I got a message for, I've been holding that in for a while, and I got something I wanna say to the President of the United States now. Okay, I can't tell you enough, you know, how great it is to be up here today. I mean, it's a miracle, no doubt. I mean, I was supposed to die in prison no less than two years ago. But I can also tell you about another feeling that I had that y'all never experienced. And that is waking up every day, going to sleep every day, thinking that I was going to die in prison. But unfortunately, you know, at the age of 21, I got involved in drugs, and I was sentenced to life without parole, plus 20, 20, 20, 20, 40, 40, and 60 years of imprisonment. The reason my sentence was so excessive was not because my crime involved guns, gangs, links to cartels, or violence, because my crime had none of that. The reason my sentence was so excessive was because I didn't want to cooperate, and because my crime involved crack cocaine, a drug that was punished 100 times more severely than powder cocaine at the time that I got sentenced. A drug which the only difference between the two is that crack cocaine is more prevalent in communities of color. The only difference. Now Congress has claimed to fix this disparity, not by eliminating the 100-to-1 ratio, but by reducing it 18-to-1. But I'm sure if we were to ask the individuals in prison serving life without parole, or ask their families, their children, what they think about the Fair Sentencing Act, and they would tell you that it is anything but fair. Now, it was hard in prison, and it was only because of organizations like the Drug Policy Alliance and others that were fighting for us and other drug offenders that kept my spirits high and kept my faith alive. As I've said, in 2013, President Obama reduced my life without parole sentence to 20 years. Ultimately, I served over 17 years in prison. Now, there are no words I can describe, I can say that will describe, you know, the day I felt on that clemency. But the one feeling I will never forget is that I had to return back to my cell and look at my friends who were still serving life without parole and had to tell them that I was going home. It was one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do. And though they were grateful and happy for me and told me don't worry about it, that one day they would get their chance, in the back of my mind, I knew that the percentages were that they were gonna die right there in that cell that I was standing in with them. When Mr. President Obama went to El Reno Federal Prison, he stated, had it not been for the fact that he lived in a more forgiving environment, he could have easily been one of those inmates. Well, I was in El Reno Prison for 6 years, and I could tell you that in that prison are some of the most talented, intelligent, and gifted individuals that you could ever meet. Individuals who, for without a doubt, had it not been for the war against drugs, could have easily had his job. Now, President Obama, I love you like a father for giving me my life back. And I will never be able to thank you enough for what you have done for me and my family. I know you're not responsible for this war on drugs. And I know you can't end it all by yourself. But Mr. President, with all due respect, you need to do more. Yeah. And now that they're dying in there, there's kids being raised without a father like my son was for 17 years because of this war on drugs. Communities have been decimated, families ravished, all because of this war on drugs.
That ain't right.
No, it's not. Mr. President, you've always spoke about changing the law, ending this war on drugs. And now you're President of the United States. The ball's in your court.
Amen.
I know you have only a year left in your presidency, a little bit over a year. But the sad reality of the situation is that if you don't act for our brothers and sisters that are doing life without parole for nonviolent drug crimes, that they're gonna die in there. And I would say that when they do pass, if they pass, that their blood will be on your hands because you're in the power right now to release these brothers and sisters today. A person shouldn't have to go to prison for life without parole to change, to rehabilitate himself. A person shouldn't have to go to prison to be murdered like my brother was, to change himself. It's just not right. There's something wrong with the system, and it needs to be changed from the inside out before our kids enter the prisons, while they're in prison, and when they come out. This war on drugs has taken every aspect of our lives, every aspect. I talk to ladies every day who their kids are going to prison or either coming out. I was in prison when I was doing time with fathers and their sons came to join them. Not only at the same prison, but in the same cell. Like I said, Mr. President, I love you like a father and I can never thank you enough. But like I said, you gotta do more and we gotta do more. Latinos across the United States have to do more. Thank y'all for having me up. God bless y'all.
Take out your phone!